What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, second hour, and the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're still waiting for Joe Biden to come on and do his speech about how everybody has to get vaccines now because all the members of Congress stock portfolios will benefit thereby. Meanwhile, that flight that was allowed to leave Kabul, including 30 Americans, has now arrived safely in Doha. Now, a little bit of good news for gun rights enthusiasts. Joe Biden is, let's see. Oh, I see it. Okay. Biden is planning to withdraw David Chipman's nomination as head of the BATF. Lawmakers from both parties were criticizing his obvious anti-gun advocacy. All righty, we're going to start taking phone calls now. We have Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just wanted to, before I get started, you just reminded me with Chipman, he's a lying SOB anyway. Fact of the matter is the ATF was actually massacred when they first started, when they first raided the compound of the French Davidians, and they ran in retreat. A lot of them were actually crying. They threw down their weapon, disorganized retreat, kind of like the Afghanistanian army. And what happened, the FBI then called in, they surrounded the area, and they themselves had yellow fever. They weren't going to go in there. And I believe, my belief at that point is the army took over. Probably General Clark, who was friends with Slick Willie Clinton, they knew each other from Oxford, and they were fellow Arkansans, and that's what happened. The ATF was actually disgraced at the time. They had nothing to do with what happened at the end, one way or the other.
No, they didn't. They botched it. I mean, the reason the BATF went into the Branch Davidian compound, they had had a lot of bad press, the Ruby Ridge, and a bunch of other stuff like that. There had been a lot. They had only recently been allowed to carry arms and act as a law enforcement body. There had been several cases of them kicking down the wrong door and shooting innocent people who were trying to defend their homes. So they needed a public relations coup. And so they said, well, there's this church out there, and you know, they got lots of guns there. And this is how the church made their money. The Branch Davidians funded their little church by buying used guns, broken guns, repairing and refurbishing them, and then reselling them at gun shows, which was all perfectly legal. And so the BATF thought, well, we're going to raid them, say that they were engaged in illegal gun operations, we'll have tons of guns to show on TV, and we'll be heroes in the eye of the public. And then they decided to invite some reporters along to help document their victory over those evil Branch Davidians. And one of the reporters personally knew Koresh. And he called him on the phone and said, are you aware the BATF is coming to raid you? And, of course, Koresh did not know that. So when the BATF showed up, Koresh opened the front door to step out to talk to them, and he was promptly shot in the groin, and things kind of went downhill from there.
Right. There's plenty of documentaries and even a show, actual movie, a TV, made-for-TV movie about it. And it shows exactly what happened. The ATF is nothing but a bunch of cowardly little swine. There's a lot of disgraces. The FBI is a disgrace, too, but even more of a disgrace than the FBI, if that's possible. But, Mike, I wanted to really talk about Fauci.
Okay.
And what's going on with him right now. They got him dead to rights now. The problem is, federal government, the way it is now, again, with this worm-like FBI and the horrendous treasonous Justice Department, they're not going to prosecute him. They're not going after him. In fact, they're not even firing him. So what needs to happen is the states, any state, right? right now. Any 150 states could cross. Matter of fact, Dr. Francis Boyle was bringing that up on InfoWars yesterday. All they have to do with states is any one of the states could prosecute them, because what he did is, it's a state crime as well as a federal crime, what he did. And you need to get a good attorney general of a state, and they need to prosecute this guy. This guy belongs in the orange jumpsuit. He belongs in jail.
Yeah.
I think he should get the treatment that the top Nazis got after World War II, which was from the gallows. But that's probably too much to ask for. But he needs to go to prison for the rest of his life. This clown is terrible. He's a monster. All the garbage, all the problems we've got now, we're dealing with because of this. And this decrepit old imposter in the White House, I think what he's going to announce is he wants all federal employees, he's ordering all federal employees to get shot. Now, it's time for a general strike. That's the best thing I think this country can do right now, the working people this country can do. General strike, that means truckers, that means cops, firemen, anyway, taxi drivers, whatever job you're in, right. Shut the country down once and for all. Another good thing is, I understand the debt ceiling is coming up. Stephen K. Bannon was talking about this. That debt ceiling is on his show there, the War Room. And evidently the debt ceiling is coming up, and there's a good chance it may not be passed. The federal government might close down. I couldn't care less of it. It actually would be good for this country, the federal government closed down.
Well, remember the last time there was a government shutdown, they shut down all the things that we actually do pay taxes for, like the national parks, and all the stuff that we don't like, kept right on going, like the war machine.
Well, supposedly Janet Yellen told Congress that you don't pass something, we will have no money whatsoever, period. We will be totally broke. They can't even print any money, evidently. So this could be this could be heavy duty. We can only hope, because something's got to be done.
I think they'll make a lot of screaming and talking and try and score political points about the budget and future generations. But of course, they're going to raise the debt ceiling. They don't really have a choice. And after all, it's not like they're personally going to have to repay all of that debt.
Another thing, these jobs that people aren't taking jobs, a lot of these people aren't taking jobs, or they're quitting their jobs because they don't want to take the stupid jab. On top of that, they don't want to wear the mask. And so another reason a lot of people aren't taking these jobs.
The jobs don't pay enough to live on.
Well, that too. But besides that, they still could probably get people, but they like this county that I live in, it's the most liberal county in North Carolina, unfortunately. I'm right on the border with some really good counties, and we got one of the best congressmen, Congressman Hawthorne. But he's one of the most conservative and tough, really one of the young lions, kind of like MTG. But this, where I live, is just happens to be in the middle of it, and it's a very liberal county, and the only county here that passed a new mask mandate for indoor mask mandate. A lot of people are ignoring it. Some stores and stuff like that are just saying, the heck with it. You want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. You don't. They're ignoring it. But some are actually enforcing it. A lot of the restaurants, of course, are enforcing it. And, you got people that just don't want to work with a mask 8, 12 hours a day. Who can blame them? So, that's part of the problem. And of course, in the blue states, it's even worse. A lot of these states have their own state mandates now, including, I believe, California again. Okay? Mm-hmm. This time Newsom gets elected, re-elected. If they don't get rid of him, that it was stolen. Okay? Californians, even liberal California, cannot stand that man anymore. All right? There's no way he could or should. He will legally be elected. Let's put it like this. No way he'll legally be elected. Just like Biden was not legally elected.
Yeah, and if it's recalled, anyway, the media is already set up to scream it was election fraud. The elections are honest when the liberals win, and when the Republicans win, it has to be vote fraud. That's what the media says.
Yeah, that's what they but who listens to the media anymore, you know? Other than that, Mike, I don't know. As far as Afghanistan goes, I couldn't care less other than I want the I'd like to get those Americans out. Mm-hmm. I'd like to get the, you know, the people who really were there helping us. They need to they should be gotten out. Other than that, if China's influence there, so what? Russia's influence, so what? Who cares? I don't care about any foreign country right now. I care about what's going on in this country. As far as I'm concerned, Australia is no better. It's actually worse than the Taliban at this moment. Okay? I would rather live under the Taliban than under the Australian government. But that shows you how bad that is. Okay? You can't even go out of your house now,
really. Yeah. Okay? It's really bad in Australia.
And it's ripping. So to me, you know, you want to worry about some other country, because this country you identify with more is an Anglo-Saxon country, supposedly a democracy, then guess what? Worry about Australia. Okay? Meanwhile, let's take care of our own country. Let's stop worrying about these other places. As far as going to war with Iran, it would be suicidal, because, first of all, most likely Russia, China, and whoever else would come in. Second of all, those new weapons they're talking about, China already said they got something they can shoot out of outer space already now. I'm sure the Russians got something like that, too. So whatever
yes,
we come
do.
Up with, they probably got already.
I mean, if the United States could not prevail in Afghanistan, we're not going to prevail in Iran.
Exactly. Exactly. You try to invade Iran, it's going to be a cluster, you know what. Okay? The mountains, they're very trained, skilled, dedicated fighters. With the army we got today, the military we got today, no way. No way. What are they going to send the trainees in there? Maybe make the Iranians laugh?
Yeah, maybe.
It, right?
Yeah.
Give them a transvestite show. All right, Mike. Anyway, I know you got other callers, so I'll be gone. All right.
Well, thanks an awful lot. And before we take some of these other phone calls, Biden is giving his press conference right now. And he basically started on out saying it's all the fault of the unvaccinated. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, basically calling, you know, for more vaccine mandates and, you know, the rest of it. So we'll see what the public reaction to that is going to be. Okay, we're going to go to David in New York. David, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. This is a little bit off topic, but earlier this year, did you see the Pride Parade in Jerusalem?
I did see something about it, yes.
I mean, it seems like every year there's a Pride Parade in Jerusalem. I don't understand why people aren't reporting it, like, all these Jews who support LGBT and all this other stuff. I mean, I don't understand why, like, Fox News, the Newsmax, or ONN, they don't even report on it. I don't understand.
You know, now that you mention it, yeah. I mean, I only saw it in passing in the Israeli media, now that I think about it. But, yeah, they have a Pride Parade every year. It didn't look to be a huge event, but they definitely had it.
Okay, so if most Jews are liberal and support LGBT, and Jews are actually LGBT themselves, why aren't people criticizing Jews rather than other LGBT people? I don't understand.
Well,
it seems like you want to.
It seems like people want to stop criticizing Israel or the Jews because of the Holocaust.
Well, I don't understand. It seems like Christians or true Christians, or people who are not fake Christians, they would want to stop it. They would want to prevent it from happening. So I don't understand why they won't want to criticize criticize Jews who actually support it, finance it, the political funding of it, the supporting
well,
of it and
everything.
Well,
you may have just hit on why the Israel's gay pride parades are not being reported on out of fear that it may undermine donations and support coming from the American Christian community. I mean, Israel has successfully exploited the end times myth, and most Christians in this country still conflate the modern nation of Israel with the biblical Hebrews, even though they're completely unrelated historically and ethnically. Again, that may be the mechanism. They don't want to alienate their Christian backers.
Okay. I also found out, I researched a little bit, not a lot, but it seems like there's a Kohanim gene or something like that that says that they're the actual Jews of Aaron or whatever. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm not saying it's true or whatever. I'm just saying that they say that scientifically they can prove that they're Jews or whatever. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm just saying
Isn't because, Jewish is a religion. It's not a race. And like all religions, it basically consists of people and descendants of people who converted from other religions. Now, the Ashkenazi, who are the majority in Israel, are descended from Central Asian Khazars. The Sephardic are a mix of the original Hebrews and the Berbers. And, you have the Ethiopian Jews. And in point of fact, there isn't a Jewish gene per se. They like to pretend that there is, but there really isn't.
My last question is, why are there so many people in the alt-right who say that they argue over that? They say they can't agree on whether they're Jews or not.
Well, Israel likes to blur that line between Jewishness being a religion and a race, and they'll take the position that best serves whatever argument is at hand.
Okay, all right. Thanks for taking my call. That's all. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And we're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I thought about different stuff, but to the other caller, I mean, Judaism's definitely an ethnic group, or they think they are. And the racial laws to become an Israeli citizen are basically stricter than the Nazis were. So they're definitely an ethnic group. So you're right. That's why a lot of them push atheism, because then they can say, well, we're just a racial ethnic group. I'm not a religious Jew. Or they'll say, well, we're not a race, we're a religion. So yeah, whatever benefits them. And I would say, tell the caller to look into the Catholic Vatican too. I mean, the Jews pretty much took over the Christian churches and most of Christianity in America. So there's no real major Christian denomination that's actually running its own show, as far as I can tell. There's no TV stations or radio stations that are pretty much owned by Christians. If you listen to, I know it's probably owned by Jews. If you're watching that, I think TBN, this disgustingly Zionist weird Christian, channel. It's just pushing this fake, just completely fake Christianity. It's just disgusting. So Christianity is pretty much dead in America to me. The Christians are pretty
well,
much.
Well, it's definitely ran by Jews. It's definitely in decline. It's definitely in decline.
And it should be. I mean, if it's going to be this weird Philo-Semitic Zionist stuff, then it needs to just die. These people are pathetic to me. So. That's why the Jews call them Goyim, because they're basically stupid cattle under Jew mind control in a way, If you look at them, I mean, that's what they are. Like, they're pathetic. So, anyway, I called. There's a new show. I wanted to plug a show on Rents Radio, Geoengineering. And the guy's got a website, geoengineeringwatch.org.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely being underreported, the disastrous situation in the Northwest, where basically all of the forests are basically probably going to die. Like if Spokane and northern Idaho doesn't get rain, a bunch of rain, I mean, all these trees, we've had these heat domes, you're witnessing a massive die-off. And the people that live in Spokane have endured basically 6 months of smoking two packs of cigarettes a day with massive smoke.
It's a mess there. I mean, the rain is coming down in the wrong part of the country, and the problem is the infrastructure that used to take the rain and move it to where it needed to be has broken down. Anyway, listen, Dan, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We have other callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. I'm watching Biden give his little speech there, and he's now talking about how the TSA is going to double the amount of fines imposed on travelers who refuse to wear masks. So it's just more of the same, only laid on a little bit thicker. All right, we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just woke up and I heard... I don't remember the caller's name. I can't hardly remember my own sometimes. But one of them said that no one ever reports the Pride parade in Israel. I've been reporting it for I don't know how long, a year, mm-hmm. 2 years, because they couldn't do it, you know, during the shutdown. It was like 250,000 people came there to Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv is practically all LGBTs. I hate to say that.
Okay.
But that's what it looks like. And that's one thing, that one reason a lot of them don't like Trump. He said, you're not going to fly that flag outside our embassy in Tel Aviv. And he and so they put it inside, but they made sure they fly it. So I've been telling it. And I think everywhere they take over, they consider that one of the most beautiful places in the world to go. Of course, you know, they're body to body and without clothes on up top. So, you know, that's really against shutdown. So that's probably why it didn't rain. That's probably why it's not been raining between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, because it won't rain when they take over. And thought I'd say that. And then the last caller who called, who was kind of running down Christian churches,
yeah,
saying Jews, hey, Christians don't, when a person becomes a Christian, he's a new person. He is not a nationality anymore. Unless he's, you know, if he turns out to be, what do you call it, an infiltrator, which I would say the Catholic Church is big at doing that. Shut down Christian churches. That's what Jesuits do. And you tell him this, when he gets to heaven and he's going to be in a judgment day, it won't be rigged. It won't be rigged by Jews. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Michael.
All righty, and we're going to go to Joe in Nome. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Michael. I think it was Whitney Webb that did a video. I never watched the video because I got such lousy data out here. But the Sign of the Times had a podcast talking about it. It was called Trump's Zionist Ball and Chain.
Yeah.
You heard of that? Yeah. Well, Chris Christie figures prominently in there, at least what they were talking about on Sign of the Times. I want to tell you, 10 years ago, last time I was in New York, but I was actually staying across the river. It's cheaper in a bed and breakfast. This was in March. It was right before the Fukushima meltdown, or during the Fukushima meltdown.
Okay.
Yeah. The bed and breakfast, I guess March is the off season for tourists or something like this. So they put me up in the penthouse of the B&B. And oh, my shock and dismay. On the wall, we got a huge framed photo of Chris Christie with his arm around Dick Cheney. So that should give you a little bit of a clue about where Christie's coming from. Furthermore, like I said, it's a B&B, right? And the cook and chambermaid, as it were. Mm-hmm. Oh, incidentally, happened to be from Kenya. There's another interesting coincidence, seeing as how who followed Cheney in the White House. Apparently, well, just looking at it on the face of it, I'm thinking that the people with the Trump derangement syndrome might be pushing Chris Christie into that running for.
Yeah, that occurred to me as well, that they're looking for somebody to run against Trump in the primaries because it does look like he's stepping in and is probably going to run as a Republican.
Yeah. By the way, I've been supplementing myself with vitamins and so on, and I think the most important one is iodine. And I would
okay, well,
everyone...
Joe, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We have callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Tom in Baltimore. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mr. Rivero. Three quick things. I want to be considerate to the other callers. You asked what the public outcry would be relative to that old dirty bastard Biden speech, and I think it's going to be outrage. He talks more and more unapologetically like a on the loose tyrant. He's ridiculous. Yeah. Secondly, the last caller brought this on. God bless him, but you've had several callers talk about folks who call in and just drone on, and they have scattered thoughts. I wish you would have your callers, or at least ask people who listen to your show who decide to call in, to take some notes, get their thoughts together. I mean, you have a national platform. Listen, I thank you. I found RBN because I followed you over here. But your show's better than that, Mike. And I think myself and a lot of the other callers who have brought this up to you, I really do think it's about time that you bring some of these callers in. Lastly, Dan, who made some good points, and so did you. Listen, I'm no fan of the current state of Israel. And I could go on about that, but point I wanted to make was this. It sounded like towards the end there, like your previous caller said, it sounded like he was really running down Christians. It sounded to me like he was calling myself, other Christian Americans, your wife, Claire, stupid chattel. And I've got one message for Dan. Dan, I'll meet you. If that's what you were saying, I'd love to meet you in an alley somewhere and give you an old-fashioned, righteous, Christian, Irish-American arse-whipping.
What happened to turn the other cheek?
Well, listen, that's part of it, Mike. Sometimes,
okay.
But the Bible does not always teach you to turn the other cheek. Trust me.
Yes,
read the Bible, Mike.
I come not to bring peace, but the sword.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Michael. You know, I couldn't agree with that last caller and Pat Moore. You know, self-admittedly, that caller from Washington is a novice. He's young, and he says some kind of off-the-wall things, and he's not very Christian because he comes from a very liberal background. And I've heard him say many things that were just ridiculous. I heard him call in a talk show one time and say that I supported Jared Kushner. I've never even spoke Jared Kushner's name out of my mouth ever. I could care anything about him, but yet he went and said that. So he does some stuff like that, and he doesn't listen well because if you'll remember, and I emailed you on it, about Dane Wigington having him on the show. And I've talked to you about it a couple times, having both Dane Wigington and Brooks Agnew. So he probably didn't hear that either, or he was busy making something up. I don't know. But then when you try to talk to him about it and leave your number for him to call you, well, he don't want to talk to anybody because there's several people he's done this with, and he won't talk to them. And back to Biden now, you know, thank goodness he got rid of this guy that he had nominated for the ATF because it would just be straight out probably combat if that guy got elected because I don't see any compromise there. And he's very unknowledgeable about what firearms actually are. So thank God that we at least got that through. And however it came about, you know, kudos to that effort. And with that, Michael, have a great show. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And getting on back to wokeness and political correctness, there was an interesting article that came out of UNS.com, and we're seeing more and more of these stories coming on out in response to all this talk about making sure that the black people are not given prison sentences any more than the white people. And the issue that is never really addressed is, you know, how many crimes are committed by black people versus white people. Obviously, that's going to have an impact. So over in Ames, Iowa, which has a 4.2% black population, the police department published racial data showing that the blacks were responsible for 21% of arrests for crime. And so, yeah, you have to factor in who's actually committing the crimes before you start making any kind of an analysis of whether the punishment system is fair or not. Now, this next story is really, to me, very scary. It's coming out of The Guardian, and they're talking about how the Los Angeles Police Department has directed its officers to collect the social media information of every civilian they interview, including people who are not arrested and not accused of a crime. And apparently the police are being given what's called a field interview card, and there are spaces on the card to record the civilian's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and other social media accounts alongside the basic biographical information. And an internal memo shows the police chief, Michael Moore, told employees it was critical to collect the data for use in investigations, arrests, and prosecutions, and said the cards were going to be reviewed to ensure they were complete. Now, here is a problem, okay? I don't use Facebook and Twitter anymore, but even when I did, I didn't carry around that account information with me. It's not something I keep in my wallet. And so they're going to definitely have problems with this one. Okay, we have another caller on the line, Dan from Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Wait a minute. You called in before, right?
Yeah. I just had to respond real quick if I can.
Okay, well, you know, normally it's the rule is one call per caller per day, but we'll let you slide this time.
All right, thanks. Well, I'll just say about Christianity, when I explored it in college, I went to a Methodist church, and then, you know, you ask them, what's the difference between that and an Episcopalian? And no one could answer that. And, you know, as I got deeper into it, you know, Martin Luther wrote a book called The Jews and Their Lies,
mm-hmm.
which is basically Martin Luther founded the whole Protestant faith after the 30-year war. So you would think that Christians would actually learn what he said. I guarantee you I could walk into any Lutheran church and they wouldn't even know what I'm talking about.
I would strongly say that probably the Lutherans more than any other denomination would know about Martin Luther's writings, you know, because that was basically his church. But you're right. It's not something that's talked about. It's considered anti-Semitic and Jew hate in the modern world. And, you know, sometimes I ask Claire, you know, what's the difference between the Methodist, what makes the Methodist versus, you know, whatever. And it's a little fuzzy, but, you know, she likes the community and, you know, they like her music. So it works
right.
out
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually something kind of dumb, but then on the major stuff, they've all been kind of brainwashed into this Zionism. And I'll just leave it at that. I'll let you know, there's a network called TNN. It's not Turner. It's a Trinity Broadcast Network. So
yeah.
I just invite the callers to watch that for a couple days, and then you tell me what you think of Christians or Christianity. Hey, real quick, one good thing about Chris Christie is he actually put Jared Kushner's dad in jail. So that's one reason I would for him, is he's not part of the Kabob Lubavitch, Steve Bannon, Bolsonaro, Trump mobster, Israeli off.
Well, that's interesting to know.
Be a way out of that. Yeah, check into that. He put Jared Kushner's dad in jail for bribing his, I think, bribing his ex-wife or something. He filmed him making cheating on his wife or something, and that's the kind of stuff that goes on, so... Yeah, check.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It led me to think that maybe Chris Christie might not be part of that mafia and might actually be somewhat honest, you know, even if he's kind of fat.
I don't know that I'd go that far. I'd say that at best he's part of a different mafia.
Yeah, so I'd rather support the different mafia than the Kabob Lubavitchers and the Bannons anymore, because I just don't trust those guys anymore on anything. So that's where I'm at.
Okay, well, you know,
I
appreciate the phone call here, and apparently Pat in Fort Worth wants to respond to Dan's response, so let's go to Pat in Fort Worth, and welcome back to the show, Pat. We're sort of breaking our rules here today, but what's on your mind?
Well, I should have said this already, but what happens is that it doesn't matter how a church starts out, it's what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the LGBTs come in and try to break it up, they do. When they do, a lot of them, they just form their own little denomination or go to another one. The people do. And so,
that's how they can split off. In fact, the Methodist Church itself is facing a major schism over the acceptance of gays. And, of course, it puts Claire in a very awkward position, because if her current Methodist church becomes part of the schism that is anti-gay, she's not going to be able to be part of that community anymore. So that's, well, you know, unfortunately how these things come out.
They have their own churches usually everywhere. They start them as a gay church, and nobody bothers them. But I was just reading lately about the a number of people going to those churches, so they drop off. Well, it's nobody but them left, and if that's, they're happy with it, fine. You know, I guess people hate it, but they hate to have to leave their church that they've been going to for a long time. If they got the money to support it, and that's what they wanted, they want, and it'll take, if they want the whole denomination, I guess they can have that one too, because that's what's going on. But they're closing them down, actually. They're selling them, and they're all kind of things, because nobody will go there anymore.
Yeah, I remember when we were living in Washington State, seeing some church buildings that were no longer churches. You know, they'd gone through the ceremony of de-churching it, and they were being used for a variety of other things like storefronts, and one was a music studio, and, you know, it was kind of an interesting sort of a weird thing to walk on in and see the architecture versus what was going on inside.
Well, like I said, if they sponsored seminaries, those seminaries are closing down too. If those denominations sponsored seminaries where they give you a MA or PhD, and you really know a lot of history about the church, and the, like, you know, you learn Hebrew or read the Bible yourself, all kind of things, they're closing down too. So people are just preferring non-denominational churches now with pastors that don't have a degree at all. They just go to the Holy Ghost.
Well, have you ever heard of the Unitarians? Those are people who don't actually believe in God, but they like the church experience, the fellowship, the getting together, scholarship programs, things like that. And so the Unitarians are kind of interesting, because they have weekly services where they get together, you know, they pray to nothing, because apparently nothing is sacred. It was kind of an interesting thing to experience.
Well, you know what? Actually, I think Christians are preferring Jewish Christians. They call them Messianic Jews. Because they have a knowledge, they have a background knowledge of the Old Testament, like Jonathan Codd. I mean, oh man, I think God likes them too. So he put, you know, he had a 24-hour broadcast just recently, and I couldn't watch the one going, the prayer meeting going over here from Prophecy Club. I couldn't watch them both. But once you, I told people, if you hit that, well, J.R. Moore, if you hit that button when the Prophecy Club was going on, you could keep on watching it forever and go back to whatever part you missed or whatever. It was 24 hours a day people were praying for the country. And the last time they did it, they actually declared that Supreme Court Justice dead, and they actually put in Amy Coney Barrett and But Matt Barrett, and I think that she's going to take out Roe v. Wade, as it is going to go back to the States. So, you know, prayer works. I mean, God listened to you and out in the desert anywhere. He listened to, he sure did go down there when the little baby was crying, when Abraham's wife, Sarah, who didn't believe God, drew her Egyptian handmaid out that had the baby, Hagar. There she was, sitting out there, and put a baby under the bush because she didn't want to watch him die of starvation, no water, nothing. And God went down and had an angel go down and talk to her and said that you will be a great nation because you are a child of Abraham. And so that's true. That's where we get.
All right. Well, Pat, listen, thank you very much for the theology, but we're running out of time here, and I got a bunch of callers on the line. So thank you for the call, and we're going to go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, when you gotta go. I don't mean you, but when they get you, sit you down and give you that vaccine, they don't ask what religion you are, do they?
Mm-hmm. No, not that I'm aware of. They didn't ask me.
Right. See, it's all a big. They want us to quarrel over these small issues. As long as we take the vaccine, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about religion. They just want people dead. And the sooner people understand that, then maybe they are going to get religion or some kind of religion. But that's my comment for today.
Well, you know, it's interesting because polls are showing that the traditional conventional religions are in decline. But occultism is experiencing a growth period, which is a pattern that has repeated itself historically before. Anyway, thank you for the phone call. We're going to skip the break here. And do you have something else, James? No, he went. We're going to skip the break, and let's go to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, it's a rare day when I comment on anything regarding religion. I don't usually do this, but I'm raised a very old Anglican using the 1928 Book of Common Prayer.
I was raised Congregationalist, but it didn't take.
Well, I grew up with the 1928 Book of Common Prayer in an Anglo-Catholic churchmanship style. So I'm familiar with the Anglican-Methodist relationship. What happened was back in the late 1700s, early 1800s, the Wesley brothers, who were really considered the kingpins of the founders of the Methodism, were Anglican priests.
Mm-hmm.
And they departed from the Anglican Church and rejected the apostolic succession for the ordination of priests, and they carried their ministry on into North America, or their followers did. Whereas the Anglican Church, or the Episcopal Church in the United States, maintained the commitment to apostolic succession, and in many ways it was nearly impossible to tell the difference between High Anglican Church and a Catholic Church, and it was the Anglican / Episcopal Church began to lose numbers, and lose people in huge numbers when they decided that they were going to come more a church more of the world than apart from the world. So their liturgy became more of a
Okay, Kelly, can you hold the microphone closer to your mouth because you keep fading out?
Okay, yeah, can you hear me now?
Much better.
Okay, yeah, and so. But they've lost an enormous number of people. I think they've lost more than half their membership over the last decade or so because they're trying to be more politically correct. And my wife and I left the church years ago when they decided they were going to start ordaining women, and they were more concerned about lesbian and gay issues and what else. And so we left and became members of the continuing Anglican Church community, but that's been difficult to maintain over the years. Nonetheless, you know, we're still nominally Anglican. I can still quote at great length from the old 1928 Book of Common Prayer in my sleep, practically. I think you'll find that many mainline Protestant churches, and I find it difficult really to classify Anglicanism as anything mainline Protestant, but the so-called mainline Protestant churches that have lost large numbers of people have done so because they have acceded to the modern world. Let's say they've become obsessed with LGBTQ issues and social justice issues and whatever else. And that is, I think, has been the primary factor that's driven a great many people away from those mainline churches. You even see it happening in the Southern Baptist Convention. The Southern Baptist Convention used to be fairly conservative, but their seminaries have been overtaken by a bunch of lunatic liberals, and those guys get fed off into the different churches across the country, and they do what they were sent there to do, and that is to change the churches, and so they do, but they end up running off a great many of their congregants. So it should be no surprise to anyone. So anyway, I just wanted you to know what the relationship was between the Anglicanism and Methodism.
Okay.
Methodism having been a break off from the Anglican Church. And if you look back at the Methodist prayer book and song book, you'll find in the back of the book their morning prayer is identical to the Anglican morning prayer. mm-hmm. and evening prayer. So you know, there's still a connection between the two, but you know how they ordain their ministers is very different. Where Methodist ministers are referred to as whatever they are, you know, the Anglicans typically are still referred to their priest as their ministers as priest, and the males as father.
Mm-hmm.
and that's especially the case with the contending Anglican Church, which really broke away from the Episcopal Church USA and maintained the very old traditions. But there
okay.
are no
well,
female
that,
priests.
That's interesting little bit of history there. We're getting short on time, so Kelly,
yeah.
thank you for the call. Going to let you go, and we're going to go to Ken in New York. Hello, Ken. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hi,
Ken
Mike.
In New York, are you there?
Yes, I got it. I just heard the beep. My question is, I find it difficult to believe that Israel is not, the leadership in Israel is not sophisticated enough to know what the vaccine is doing to their population. And I'm wondering if maybe they're doing a selective culling. Maybe this rampant gay problems they're having in some cities may be becoming an internal embarrassment.
Well, I have not seen a demographic breakdown of the COVID patients in Israel, so it's really impossible to draw any conclusions
right.
along that line. I remember, you know, when AIDS first showed up, that was called, you know, the homosexual cancer or the gay cancer. But then, of course, heterosexual people were coming down with it as well.
Yes, and the question would be, would they be doing this to their own military? And would they be forcing this vaccine on the kibbutzim? Because that's kind of like the distributed farming for the country, are they not?
Again, I don't have the information to know for sure. But, you know, there is something you need to keep in mind. Okay, these leaders in these countries, you know, are not necessarily exceptionally intelligent or well-informed people. Look at Joe Biden is a good example of that. And the people in Israel, their leadership may have just been buying all the propaganda about COVID and the vaccines. And, you know, they're making the same mistake that a lot of other people are making. And I don't think we need to look any further than accident and stupidity to explain what's going on. Anyway, Ken, need to let you
sure.
go. I got one more call I want to get to here. Tom in Baltimore, we're almost at the end of the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, thanks for tacitly lifting the rules today. By the way, we don't know for sure what Israel's giving its people, what's in those injections, or if the numbers are even correct. Quick response to Dan. You know, he proved exactly what the caller before me was saying, that he doesn't listen. I said explicitly, I agree with a whole lot of what he said about the state of Israel. He didn't seem to take that in whatsoever. Dan, we call that stereotyping. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
all,
well,
Michael, thank you.
All right, there's the music. We are at the end of the program. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. And Steve Elkins and Steve Starrs are taking the microphone for John Stadmiller tonight. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. It is urgent at this time. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. And have a good evening. Aloha, America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com. EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.